Thank you, John. Currently, you are at 74 degrees out here in beautiful Imlay City at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. 74 right now in downtown Sandusky under cloudy skies. Glad to have you on board the Eastern Michigan State Fair 2024 here on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV and Solid State Radio. Sean Cantwell, Eddie Fury hanging out. If you do stop by the fair, which of course you would, where else could you possibly want to go this week? I mean, this is where all the cool kids are hanging out, and you do want to be one of the cool kids, don't you? Do stop by when you come in for a bite up at the Lion's Den. Right when you come in, right to the right in the beige building in front of the fair office. My God, I could live just off of their cheeseburgers and chili cheese fries. And usually, this week, I usually do. Like, if that ain't the breakfast, lunch, and dinner of champions, I don't know what is. And it's all, of course, going to a good cause because the Imlay City Lions do so many fun, you know, charitable things around the Imlay City area. So you're getting good food and you're getting it for a good cause. So definitely check that out while you're out here.
You actually chowed out down like a dog hasn't seen its master in 24 hours. That's how fast you whoop that down.
Like, I worked in food for a long time, Eddie. Yeah. So, like, it's one of those things where you make yourself food and you know you have to get that food down because if you don't get it down now, by the time you get to it again, it's going to be cold. And honestly, in radio, the same way, like, okay, I got 3 minutes left on this song. That has plenty of time to choke down a cheeseburger. I got this. I feel pretty good about that.
I'm happy that you support the Lions Club. I am a Port Salic Lions Club member.
Oh, that's right. I
just
forget about that.
I haven't had a year in yet, but yeah, coming up here in November.
So. Well, congratulations on that. Yeah. Gotta love the Lions Club and all the great, you know, like, I know you can probably speak to this on personal experience of all the charitable stuff that you guys put on for out in your area.
Yeah, you know the White Cane fundraisers? That's the main.
Okay.
Do, but we do other fundraisers and special causes and special for those in need. So, support your Lions Club.
Absolutely. And the easiest way to do that is to come here, get some delicious food at the Lions Den at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We're going to hit a quick break. Got a couple more tunes on the way for you next here on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. Eve 6 on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV and Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. Sean Cantwell, Eddie Fury. We are live here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City. Couldn't be happier to get to be back out here. Get out on the road in front of people. All that fun stuff, man. All the stuff I love most about doing this gig.
Weather's just right, too.
And yeah, the weather, you couldn't honestly have asked for better. Like, I've been here years where it's like, you know, in the 90s all week and just unbearably hot and humid.
Did they give you this spot last year?
The spot.
By the opening here, by the... At least you get some air here.
It's weird. Like, we move further and further back in the building every year. Like, I feel like next year they're just going to have us, like, outside of the gate.
So
like,
they moved you from the pig pen trough to here in the actual vendor place now, right?
Exactly. Okay. Like, we've come a long way back. If you stop by the Blue Merchant Building here in Imlay City at the Eastern Michigan State Fair and just wander back, because you just follow the loud, obnoxious radio guy's voice, you can probably hear me from clear across the fair. And just come back and find us. I believe we have swag to give away. We've got various stickers and things from TGV and Solid State Radio. We've got t-shirts.
Yeah. I guess we do in that box back there.
I believe we still have those Red Roof Inn one-night stay certificates, and maybe we'll have to give one of those away. If Adam shows up, we'll subject him to a fun, like, what does Adam know? And that's usually my favorite way to give away prizes because it doesn't ask anything of the listener other than to, like, basically guess a yes or no, and it puts Adam on the spot, which to me is the most fun thing that we do. So we'll do that probably in a little bit. Like, we'll be here all week. We're here today till 6, taking up the Tiger Baseball on WTGV. Tomorrow we're here, and Adam is here, and he brought a box fan.
We were just talking about the fans. Yeah.
We were.
And we got one fan here now.
Got our only fan here. Well, maybe not our only fan. Apparently, Cookie sends his regards, which...
Yes.
Apparently, he's tuned in to listen. You rock, dude. We appreciate all the support here. Let's hit a break real quick. We'll come back and we'll do some more, we'll have some more fun and festivities and whatnot at the Eastern Michigan State Fair at Solid State Radio and the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. Bleach on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV and Solid State Radio, your local alternative. Nick's apparently texted me back from the studio. Fun to know about this song. I was seeing Electric Six at a bar when I was in college about 15 years ago, and Local H was the surprise opening band. Weren't on the bill, just showed up and played. You might have to throw some... get some electric six in the in one of the session shows this week there, Adam.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's been a minute since we've gone to that WoW.
Yeah, I haven't played them in a long time, now that I think about it. We were just talking about Local Age, and for some reason, that song just really gravitates towards people. I played it in band with you, and I've played anytime we've played on the radio show or anything. Anyway, people just really, really dig it.
Plus, it's an easy song to play. You know,
guitar
cover band wise.
Yeah, it's just four chords, and it's easy to sing. Nothing too crazy, and it's danceable. That's kind of important. Even if you don't get up and dance, you can kind of see people sitting at a bar or at the pool table, just kind of bobbing their head to it because it's got that nice driving beat.
Is it a Deja Vu song?
Deja Vu, right? You could say that again.
I've heard of those fine entertainers dancing to songs you wouldn't that you wouldn't expect every bit
Deja
as much.
Deja Vu, yes. Oh, that's what you're talking. You're talking about the known gentleman facility.
Correct.
Gentleman club. Yes. I always go on the night where there's the three ugly ones.
But I'm yeah. I have stories to tell y'all about my one experience there later, but those are probably off-air conversations. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in the beautiful Imlay City, Michigan, where it is, I have to say, significantly cooler than it has been in years past when we've done this.
Yes.
Usually by now, like, you and I have combined lost about a full person.
Yeah, we came correct this time. We brought a fan. Haven't turned it on yet.
Haven't needed it yet. Like, we're getting a nice breeze in from here. I can't really complain too much about that.
Yep.
So that's, it. You know, a nice feature as opposed to our normal, the way things are typically set up.
Sure.
So, you know, I'll take that. I'll take it all day long. We're out here till 6 o'clock tonight just... hanging out back in the back of the merchant building. We have fun and fabulous prizes to give away. Spoiler alert, Adam, I did already tell people that we are, in fact, going to be doing a round of What Does Adam Know before we're done here. I wasn't going to spring that on you just yet, but what better time than now, right?
Sure, here we are.
So we'll do that. If you want to show up out here and you want to... attempt to win yourself a bunch of fun and fabulous prizes, you have the ability to do that here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We'll be here all afternoon. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, taking you up to Tiger Baseball on WTGV 97.7 FM. And we'll also be doing a live on Solid State Radio, not so much on TGV, edition of Sessions from the fair, and maybe we'll have to make some of those requests happen later on tonight.
Sounds good. I can definitely make that happen.
I know we had a request for some Black Dahlia Murder earlier. I'm sure Nick would appreciate some Electric Six, so maybe we'll throw both of those in. I don't know what your plans are for tonight. I haven't seen the playlist. I don't pay attention to what goes on around
You're
here.
To the
so we'll do all that next on WTGV-FM Sandusky.
FM Sandusky.
Dramarama on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV and your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City, and it's finally time to do something I've been wanting to do for a while because it's my favorite way to make fun of Adam and also give people prizes. It's time for America's favorite game show, What the Hell Does Adam Know?
Hey.
And we have our first... Actually, Eddie, if you wouldn't mind seeing your headphones to our contestant here real quick.
Which one?
Are you playing?
Or? The guy put the... The little kid put in the shirt. Oh, yeah, him. Okay.
Okay.
I want to play, too.
All right.
All right, so basically the way this game works, it's the easiest...
What's your name?
Robert.
Nice meeting you, Robert. Again, I think we saw him last year. He was smaller.
Yeah, that's usually how that works. So this is the world's easiest game show because you don't actually have to know anything in order to win. All you have to do is guess if he is going to get the correct answer to the question. I'm going to ask a trivia question, and we're going to ask something. We're going to go a category that Adam historically knows a lot about. And that would be the Detroit Red Wings. It's nice. A lot like the Red Wings.
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to ask him a Red Wings-based trivia question. And you're going to tell me if he's going to get the question right or wrong. And if you call it right three times, you're walking out of here with something out of the prize closet here at WTTV. Are you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Robert.
All right. Here's your first question. Who was the captain of the Red Wings before Steve Yzerman took over? Robert, is Adam going to get that question right or wrong?
Right.
All right, they have faith in you, Adam. Don't let this kid down. The captain of the Wings before Steve Yzerman took over.
Gare.
Danny Gare, you are correct. Off to a strong start. I love it.
Yep.
All right, we might be able to give away stuff today after all.
He's got to get three, or he's got to get the best of three?
He's got to get three.
Okay.
All right, your next question. Which player finished as the Red Wings' top point scorer in the 2001-02 season? Robert, will he get this question right or wrong?
Wrong.
Oh, wrong. Doesn't believe in you at all, Adam.
2001-02 point
getter.
Point getter. I'm going to say Brendan Shanahan.
And you would be right. Sorry, Robert. We're 1-1. It's all right.
I knew that one.
Brendan Shan, 37 goals and 38 assists for 75 points to lead the team.
He was good.
All right. Next question. Brett Hull scored his 700th goal against what team? Robert, will he get this right or will he get it wrong?
Wrong.
All right, Adam. I believe in you. You can screw this up. 700th goal for Brett Hull scored against what team?
The Phoenix Coyotes.
The San Jose Sharks.
Oh.
His lack of faith in you was rewarded. One more question.
I only had 28 other teams to guess, or 29 other teams to work with. But
fair. All right. So the Wings in 1999 traded a player and a first-round draft pick to the Chicago Blackhawks for Chris Chelios. What was the name of the player? Robert, for the Wings. Is he going to get this right, or will he get it wrong?
Right.
All right, Adam, don't let this kid down. Don't disappoint this young child here. Who was the player traded to the Blackhawks for Chris Chelios in 1999?
Anders Ericsson.
Anders Ericsson, he says.
Yes.
You are correct.
Woo! Yay.
Oh, it's only 2-2.
Oh, no, you won. That was it.
That was 3-1.
You got three right. You win.
Yay.
Help yourself to something nice out of the prize closet. Thank you so much for playing.
Can I play next?
Sure, why not? We'll give away. We have time to give away one more. Why not?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. All right, what's your name?
Bryce Bissett.
All right, Bryce. You
the
understand
first question,
how
we stumped him.
good thing that's the toughest question we're going to ask you. So you know the rules. You know how to play the game, right?
Yep.
You
can take that
T-shirt. All right. There's some other shirts in the tote thing, too, if you want one of those. All right. So, Adam, your first question, or I guess Bryce's first question. Which Red Wing was the first American-born defenseman to score 200 career goals? Bryce, will he get this question right or wrong?
Right.
I feel sorry for this kid already.
American-born
defenseman to score 200 career goals. And only because I want to see these kids win things am I going to give you a hint. He was a runner-up for the Calder Trophy in the 1977-78 season.
He played for the Wings. Coffee?
Rookie season was 1977-1978. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that answer.
77-78, defenseman... Man, he must. Wow.
Do you need to give him the thinking music?
Yeah.
That's not the right Jeopardy music.
Yeah, it works. Like techno version.
That's not the end of the game. Oh, here we go. Go give the pyramid music instead. Come on, Adam. You can
so
do this.
Defenseman, was he drafted by Detroit?
He was. It doesn't say.
And then 200 points, 200 goals in what year?
200 career goals.
200 career goals, okay. Defenseman. Man.
Come on, don't let this kid down.
I'm having a rough time with this one.
Oh.
And it's not Paul Coffey. Okay, all right.
Reed Larson.
Reed, oh, yep.
You wouldn't have guessed that. All right, let's try. Let's throw another one here.
Okay.
What was the name of the Red Wings' first arena? Bryce, will he get it right or will he get it wrong?
Yes.
He'll get it right. You better get this right. If you do, I'm kicking you off the show effective immediately.
All right.
And I'll kick your booty.
Olympia.
Olympia Arena. You are correct. There we go. Way to redeem yourself.
I'm just trying to think of they played somewhere when they were the Detroit Cougars.
They did, but Cougars moved into the Olympia.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Which World Hockey Association team did Gordie Howe defect to in 1973? Bryce, will he get this one right or will he get it wrong?
Right.
All right, come on, Adam. You should know this.
In fact, he played on a line with his two sons.
You are correct.
That would be the Hartford Whalers.
No, he joined the Houston Aeros right out of...
He played for the Whalers.
That was later.
Oh.
He played the Houston Aeros first.
Never heard of the Houston Aeros. Oh, yeah, I have.
All right, come on. All right, let's get this thing back on track, shall we? The next question is, who became captain after Stevie Eiserman left the Red Wings in 2006? Bryce, will he get it right or will he get it wrong?
He'll get it right. He'll get it right.
All right, come on.
Nick Lidstrom.
Nick Lidstrom, correct. All right, this one's for all the marbles.
It's one of the Hanson brothers, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Your last question.
Sure.
For which other NHL franchise did Chris Draper play? For what other NHL franchise did Chris Draper play? Bryce for the win. Will he get it right or will he get it wrong?
He'll get right.
Yeah.
All right. You better get this one right, Adam.
The Winnipeg Jets.
You are correct.
Yay.
Bryce is walking away with something out of the prize clause as well. You go ahead and help yourself on that. Congratulations. We'll have some more fun, giving away more fun and fabulous prizes later on. Right now, here's Living Color. It's on 97.7 WTTV, Salt Lake Radio.
Right.
A little bit of Michigan-made music there for you from Sponge. It's Molly, 16 Candles, here at 97.7 WTGV at South State Radio. And if you love local original music as much as we do, tune in weeknights at 11 o'clock or after Tiger Baseball, whichever happens first, for a full hour of local original music.
Yeah.
A little show we like to call Sessions, which Adam will be broadcasting from the fair tonight and all week long.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Already got some requests for Four Tops and Electric Six.
And, don't forget, we had a request for Black Dahlia Murder from our fella over at the Leaf Filter Station.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can definitely play some of that.
No reason we can't get into that stuff. Let's hit a break. We'll come back. We are live out here till 6 o'clock tonight at the Eastern Michigan State Fair on Solid State Radio with the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. There's Blur and Song 2 at 97.7 WTGV, the Thumb's Greatest Hits, and your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Eddie Fury hanging out with us. We are broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City. If you're looking for us, just come to the Merchant Building, the blue building up next to the grandstands. Wander on back and until you find the obnoxious radio guys yelling in the back of the building.
That'll be us.
Still plenty of time to get in and enjoy all the fun stuff today. You've got going on tonight at 7 in the grandstands. The rodeo presented by our good friends at Tri-County Equipment.
Go Bulls.
Adam always roots for the bull in these things, and I'm not inclined to disagree with him. I'm completely good with that. You know what? That's totally fine with me. But you have that today. Of course, you've also got
Monkey
all the
Derby.
The what?
The Monkey Derby at 6, another show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's going on. What is a Monkey Derby exactly? How does that work?
I think it's a monkey that rides on a dog.
Oh, that's the banana races.
Yeah, the banana races.
Banana races.
Monkey Derby, yeah.
That's amazing.
Is that happening again this year? Because I wanted to see that last year.
Apparently, it's going down at 6 o'clock, so you're going to be doing radio, but...
Maybe.
Not for long, I'm not.
Not when there's monkeys riding dogs, man.
Right.
Barton and Bailey still alive somewhere.
Exactly.
These odd things.
Yeah.
But with your ticket to get in, you get access to, the banana races, the rodeo over in the grandstands tonight, the Future Farmers of America Petting Zoo, sponsored by Jim Reel's Friendly Chrysler, the Midway, the amusements, the rides. Get yourself, ride yourself sick on the Gravitron. That's going on. That's free with your cost of admission. The beer tents, of course.
Eastern Michigan State Fair has a beer tent?
I know, shocking.
Yeah, they do. Awesome.
You're not joking. Oh, yeah, you're not.
No, I didn't know fairs had beverage tents.
That's crazy.
They have a permanent building just for it. It's not a tent. It's an actual, it's a
permanent
beer garden kind of thing. It looks great.
And it has a great view of the grandstands. So you can sit there and root on the Bulls tonight.
Yeah.
Live music also going on from 5 until 8 from old Bill Toll, Sweet Willie T, doing his blues thing from 5 until 8 on over on the music stage. Got the alligator encounter going on, Goat Island, Monkey Derby, and all sorts of other fun entertainment, I believe.
Magic show?
Yeah. That's going on later on. There's also, there's magic going on. There's Elvis, Magic Dome from 9 till 11, apparently. And then, of course, the rodeo starting at 7. All that fun stuff going on today. $20 gets you in and gets you free parking and all that fun stuff. And if you stop here, we've got shirts. We've got, I think, CDs and things to give away. We may even have a night stay at a Red Roof Inn if you're into that sort of thing. Whatever you're looking for, we're pretty sure we've got it here for you at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Right now, though, let's get a quick check of your forecast. John McMurray standing by with the details of the forecast. Currently, you're at 74 degrees in Imlay City, 74 in downtown Sandusky under cloudy skies. John McMurray's got the details for the rest of your week next here on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. REM on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. It is happy hour. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City, just having a wonderful time out here in the Merchant Building, broadcasting in the back here till 6 o'clock. We've got stuff to give away. We got T-shirts. We've got a night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. CDs, stickers, you know, stickers that you can go slap on another radio station's vehicle or something if you feel so inclined. Oh, would you look at that? There's one right across the hall from us.
If you see one with a big banana on it, go ahead and stick it right on the windshield.
Yeah, apply the solid-state stickers directly to that one. Do I need to put Tony on the apology list now?
The entire station.
I suppose. Grandstands, of course, we're about 2 hours or so away from the rodeo going on over there tonight. Sponsored by Tri-County Equipment. Watch some people trying to not get thrown off bulls, and like me and Adam, root for the Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Be a good time all the way around. This hour, of course, the fair, thank you to our good friends over at Kohler Propane in Brown City for sponsoring and helping us to get out here and get in front of the people. Located with two convenient locations in Brown City and Bad Axe, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. let's hit a quick break real quick. We'll come back, maybe play another tune or two before Nick's got to get in and be all serious with the news stuff. All that and whatever crazy trouble we can get ourselves in 15 minutes here on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. First day at this, clearly. It is the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. It is happy hour. We're live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Adam Harahuck, Eddie Fury, Sean Cantwell hanging out with you, taking you up to the top of the hour, and all the fun stuff we got going on here, man. It's been an absolute blast doing this, and we're not done yet. Of course, Nick will be by with the 5 o'clock news here in about T-minus 4 minutes or so after ABC News, and then we're here for another half hour or so until the Tigers get up to do whatever it is they're supposed to do tonight. They're taking on Cleveland tonight. Ugh. And, hey, we took the first game of the series, then dropped the last one, 5-4. Yeah. You know, we're at least they're staying competitive. They're staying in there. I'm going to need to see at least another win or two if you expect me to talk about this team as anything other than a seller at the deadline.
Before the All-Star break, they were doing really, really well. You know, they were winning 75% of their games. Hopefully they can keep that going.
I'd like to see that be the case. Like, it's going to need to be if you're going to have a chance of being sellers, of being buyers, or at least not actively being sellers at the deadline. Because right now, and the cards are stacked against you, I have to admit. Reese Olson, he is going to be missing some significant time. They think it's going to be more than just a start or two through the rotation. That's a problem. Kerry Carpenter is, I believe they transferred him to the 60-day injured list, so he's done for a while. You're losing guys. Just you're probably going to be out Jack Flaherty at the deadline, because it seems like unless something happens and they drop an extension in his lap before the deadline hits,
he may not sign it.
No, I mean, I'm not discounting the possibility of it. I'm still holding out hope that maybe they do and they make some sort of push for the future, or at least to keep. I mean, granted, if you sell on this year, there's no rule that says you can't sign again in the offseason.
It's true.
So, I mean, it's certainly a possibility, but I need to really see some serious, a real push from the Tigers right now to not be the team that blows it all up at the deadline. And we can touch maybe later even on the Tarek Skubal stuff, because there's been rumors. We talked about it on Monday on Happy Hour on WMIC that, you know, we're looking at a very real possibility here that, you know, the Orioles could trade for him. They seem to have the prospects to dangle out for that. So do the Dodgers. There have been talks between those teams, and the Tigers seem to have some interest, you know, depending on what they're willing to offer. I told you Monday, I need Jackson Holliday here. And honestly, I need Jackson Holliday and Cody Mayo if I'm even thinking about it. You're talking to a guy who's got 2.5 years of club control, a young Cy Young contender who you have basically on his rookie deal. I need to see you're going to have to give me the best you got. You're going to have to overwhelm Scott Harris with an offer for them to even consider it, because I don't want you to just sell this guy on the cheap for nothing, just sell for peanuts.
No.
That doesn't help the team build in the future, and you don't just trade an ace lefty Cy Young contender in the prime of his career and not get close to Major League ready, if not outright Major League ready pieces back. That would just be malpractice. That would be worse than doing nothing at all, quite frankly. And I would hope that the Tigers are smart enough to not do that and sell low on the guy. We'll see what happens. We've got until we got about 6 days left before the deadline, and certainly we'll be keeping our eyes apprised to all of that here on Happy Hour as that progresses.
Are you happy with 50 wins? So far, at this point?
Well, it's honestly more than I figured we have, so you know what? I can be fine with it. I will take that. We are just about up against it, though. Stick around. Nick Lean standing by the news desk to give you those local headlines after ABC News covers the world here at 5 o'clock.
The whole situation, we don't know what it was, but he just goes and flips the pizza all over the floor and then walks off. Well, and the managers are chasing him down and then proceeds. That's not enough. He proceeds to go ahead and leave a bad review.
Yeah, he just flipped his you-know-what and upturned this pizza. I'm out of here. Like, I don't know what possibly could have happened.
So this is what happened. The issue apparently began according to Jason when another couple came in after he and his partner were served before them. And we've all seen that happen. It does get frustrating. He claims that the wrong order was brought out. He then claimed that he would not be paying for his beers and would be walking out after already waiting an hour and 45 minutes.
You can't not pay for things that you've already ordered and drank. That's not how any of this works.
And that manager refused to acknowledge the screw-up and was responsible for escalating the situation to the point where a scene was caused.
I don't believe that for a second.
Where am I? I don't know where this is coming from, because I'm reading this from WRKR.com. Just as what happened according to Jason, the guy who, the pizza flipper.
Oh, they actually contacted the guy who flipped the pizza.
Oh, yeah. He left a bad review. The owner clapped back. So basically, somebody got served before him, which I've had that happen. It is irritating, but, you know, you don't take it out on them.
I say it happens sometimes. Like, you don't like it to have that happen, but it does from time to time.
And he went
it
into
can't be helped.
He went into I'm the customer. Customers are always right. That's why you love us. That kind of mentality.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that.
So he is going through there and he's getting into it with the server, and then the other couple has something to say, and he flips over their pizza. So the owner,
I don't care what he thinks is the excuse was. There's no reason for you to have gone and flipped over another customer's food.
So here is where the owner decides to respond back to it, because it wasn't enough. He had to go over there and leave a bad review. So the owner says, "We're not perfect. We strive for perfection, but we do make mistakes. Mistakes we are happy to correct and make right. We had a misfire, no doubt, and put our best foot forward to find the best solution, but that wasn't good enough. Since you're hell-bent on dragging this situation out, we think it's best to give some context to the situation." And they posted the video from
that is fantastic. I love that.
"You twisted the wrong mustache, bud." Actually says that. "And since you're ready to take us to the mats, the gloves are coming off. Your behavior is unacceptable and downright embarrassing. There are friends, coworkers, neighbors, and community members. Don't be a poopy pants. Be better. Life is short, and you got to drink it while you're here."
That's the spirit.
That is beautiful.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Because a lot of people are like, "Oh, yes, all right, we'll make things good. Here's a coupon for a free meal and blah, blah, blah." And this guy's like, no. And you know what?
No, we're doubling down on this.
If he actually had just walked out, that's probably the avenue. But he went ahead and basically it was assault on this other customer.
Yeah, basically.
And then you got to wonder, he's got, and all the comments coming through, because the comments were just gold, chef's kiss, just beautiful.
Oh, of course.
Everybody was just like, I feel so sorry for the woman he was hanging out with, because, you know, she was embarrassed.
You know that guy's single now.
So, oh, poor Jason. Everybody's just like, oh, Jason, don't. Other restaurants were like, Jason, don't come to my place.
Please don't ever come here. We don't need that in our lives.
This poor woman's going to be cooking for him because, you know that guy doesn't know how to cook.
She's actually now dating for the manager.
So. Yeah, your woman's welcome back in.
She can come back anytime. But
she shows up every day, 4 o'clock for a happy hour. She's like, this is the only place I can get away from that guy.
It's the only place he can't come in and cause a scene anymore because he's banned from here.
Betty, are you at Shorts again? Yep. They still hate your guts, Jason. I'll be back later. Have pizza ready for Mama. And don't flip it this time.
Yeah, you brought that fully upon yourself.
You know, if this happened more often, and I hope it does, and you're seeing a little bit more of a trend of this, this is going to stop people. It's like, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't be a jerk because it may come back and bite me.
Yeah, maybe people would learn their lesson at that point.
Yeah. Everybody's got a cell phone. As soon as you start yelling, people are going to start filming you, and there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, there's not. Like, you're once has been put out on the internet, there is no going back on that.
He's going to go into some random place. Uh-oh, everybody. Hold on to your plates. Here comes Jason.
Yeah, feel at least some. I may not feel bad for him. I don't personally feel bad for him, but, man, just knowing that now you got a target on your back. Any restaurant you go into,
yeah,
like your face is now posted in their like kitchens, like a wanted poster. Like, do not serve this man.
Yeah, exactly. And good on them.
As well, they shouldn't. No one should deal with that and suffer that garbage.
No.
The hell with all of them. It is Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair at the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Weezer and the Good Life. We were just talking about this during the break, too, off of that Pinkerton record, the one that, like, everyone was so disappointed because it wasn't, you know, the Blue Album Part 2, basically. You were telling me, sorry, that you had bought it, like, right when it came out back then, because you used to, in your, you know, peak radio days and whatnot.
Yep, back in college radio, and... Yeah, and after the Blue Album, I was excited and then disappointed. You know? But and people are appreciating the album now.
Right, like now it's like being held out there as their best album they ever did, other than perhaps the Blue Album.
That's what college will do to you, and he went to college at the time. Harvard. So
that's right. Yeah, he's far smarter than any of the rest of us, and somehow found a way to make music like his full-time living. Yeah. But he had to go to Harvard to figure it out. It is Happy Hour. We are live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City. We actually have to hit a quick break real quick, get a couple, pay some bills, and we'll come back and close this thing out next on 97.7 WTGV. Michigan State Fair, and that's going to about do it for us. Stick around. Tiger Baseball is coming up after the 6 o'clock news here on WTGV-FM Sandusky. All being well, we'll be back after the Tiger game tomorrow because, no, you just can't get rid of us that easily. That's just not how that works. Tigers taking on the Cleveland Guardians tonight. 6:45 game, which means we'll be hearing... Or
Star-Lord is on the mound.
Which who?
Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. Keep up.
I don't Marvel Cinematic Universe. Don't ask me for these things. You think this is. But we'll be back here. Jack Flaherty on the mound tonight for Detroit. Tanner Bibee on the mound for the Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll be back here tomorrow on WTGV immediately following Tiger Baseball as they attempt to at least win this series against the leading team of the division. My, wouldn't that be nice to see that happen?
Yes.
I know. I would love it.
Yes.
I love it, and I know y'all would love it, and it might actually give us something fun and exciting to talk about for the deadline. So we're back at this tomorrow. Tune in tonight at 11 over on WTGV for Sessions, a full hour of the best music that the state of Michigan has to offer because it's Solid State Radio and WTGV 97.7 FM. Local, it's just kind of what we do. We're smitten with the mitten, if
That's
you
right.
will. What do you got on the show tonight, real quick?
Oh, well, Electric Six. Got Nick hanging over in the main house. Wants to hear some of that. Got the Four Tops by request. Cowboy Angels. I cannot get this band out of my head, so we're going to play some of them.
I've noticed.
City. Phoenix Rising and Attaboy, plus more.
Should be a good time all the way around. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it. In the meantime, we're out of here. Tiger Baseball up after the news on WTGV-FM Sandusky. All being well. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.